The Benefit of Islam. Religion, philosophy, thought, gods which live and die, others which are split into three, Nietzschean pragmatism, Platonic idealism, capitalist economics, communist economics, idealistic spiritualism, Epicureanism, animal instinctiveness. Between all these, a human being stands alone, confused and torn apart. All around is darkness upon darkness. In addition, he cannot quench insistent growing spiritual thirst. Only Islam, the last of God's messages to mankind, can light up this darkness and quench this thirst. Only in this way, through submission to God alone, can humans be free of servitude to other humans. In Islam, there is no intermediary between the Creator and the created. All you have to do is raise your hands and address your Lord regarding what you wish, telling Him your concerns, complaining of your pains, and beseeching Him for your hopes. In Islam, there is a system that ensures that legislation serves its clear purposes. In Islam, you will not find an imaginary utopia based on oppression of the poor or exploitation of the resources of other nations. Instead, there's a single community which spreads across the continents of the world. In this community, people speak many languages, and the color of their skins vary, as do their social classes and education. But when the caller calls them to prayer, they all stand together in one row facing a single direction. When it's time for their annual pilgrimage, millions of them come together, wearing the same type of garments. The poor and the rich are equal as they turn to their Creator in prayer and supplication. In Islam, there is only one worthy of worship, glorious and generous. He combines all fine attributes of perfection. God does not fight with people or take revenge on them, nor is He crucified. There is a clear and understandable creed, which is in perfect harmony with reason and nature. People do not need mental gymnastics to understand their faith. In Islam, there is an answer to every question. You will not find any vagueness in its concepts or a difference between scholars regarding the basic principles of religion. You will not find contradictory verses in the Quran, nor prophetic sayings in conflict with one another. Instead, as God says in the Quran,
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Quran, the table, verse 3. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I am leaving you upon a path of brightness whose night is like its day. No one will deviate from it after I am gone, but one who is doomed. Related by Ibn Majah, 43. In Islam, a soldier gets justice from his commander. An ordinary woman can admonish and blame the caliph. And a judge can rule in favor of a destitute person against the leader of the land. The Islamic community was the first in history to fight for the liberation of other lands. It did not use this as a cover for theft, oppression, and the enslavement of other peoples. In Islam, a father's kind treatment of his daughter, his wife, and his mother ensures his admission to heaven. In Islam, purity is half of faith. Related by Al-Bukhari, 6406, and Muslim, 2694. And God is beautiful. He loves beauty. Related by Muslim, 131. In Islam, the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion, and sympathy are just like one body. When any organ suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. Related by Al-Bukhari, 5665, and Muslim, 2586. In Islam, there is divine legislation which, as soon as it's implemented, stops the crimes that corrupt society, such as usury, adultery, and theft. There are guidelines which keep Muslims away from everything which corrupts the purity of themselves or ruins their morals, such as envy, spite, lust, and other vices. Islam connects the hearts of Muslims to their Creator with obligatory and voluntary worship. This makes them always aware of the presence of their Lord, placing their hopes in Him. Islam creates a strong society based on love and compassion. If a member of this society falls on hard times, he'll find someone to help him up and allow him to continue on his life's path. Naturally, it's impossible to quantify the benefits of something which comes from God, from whom comes all perfection and all beauty. But we as weak human beings need to make efforts and do what we can. We may succeed sometimes and fail at other times, and then become aware and return to the true path, God's law, which He has made perfect for us. And the blessings which He has bestowed on us remain in our minds until we meet Him.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.